The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Andy Holding here, looking ahead towards what should be a scintillating 8-race programme at Leopardstown this afternoon, in which we have 4 Grade 1s for you. All of them absolutely mouthwatering prospects, particularly the Deloitte Novices Hurdle, which brings together arguably the best field assembled so far either side of the Irish Sea over 2 miles. Of course, Sam Crowe is going to be a very warm order there. And then we've got a fascinating Flowgas Novices Chase at 3 o'clock. Again, which you could make a case out for many of these highly rated performers in that particular contest. And we round off by looking down the barrel of a tremendous looking older horse race for the Irish Gold Cup as well, which should have the stands very much on its feet at 3:35.
Race 1.
So let's move on straight to the action here and deal with the first race at 12:40, which is a mare's handicap hurdling, which Willie Mullins, who had a very good day yesterday, looks to continue the good work with Contingency, who's 2 for 2 so far in her career over hurdles. Impressive when last seen back in Galway 139 days ago. She remains a little bit of an unknown quantity in many respects. So even though a mark of 121 should be certainly workable and very tempting, there are perhaps one or two others that make a little bit more appeal at the prices, including Alterix, who ran really well in a Grade 3 contest last week. And this horse is the selection off the back of that run. Going into that contest, only rated 116, a mark which she races off here this afternoon. She ran a career high by chasing home the very impressive Lorena, who is now the favourite to win the Grade 1 at the Cheltenham Festival in March. So really, this horse does look to have every chance, if of course that race hasn't taken its toll on this 5-year-old off the back of a very short return. Jessica Harrington had a really good day here yesterday with the horses running well, including Super Sunday winning. So there's confidence aplenty in this horse's chances. And with some firms offering 4 and 5 places, I do think this horse, Alatrix, is a very decent each way bet in the first.
Race 2.
Onto the first of the Grade 1s then, which comes up at 1:15. And Espoir Dalan bids to complete his unbeaten record, coming here off the back of 4 straight wins over hurdles so far when seen in Ireland. Of course, last time out, coming in over course and distance in that race over the Christmas period, when he was quite impressive in many factors of that performance, other than perhaps not totally knocking the lights out, because the run of the horse that finished second at Far Class certainly caught the eye of many in that respect. And it is going to be an interesting clash between the two of them, how much forward Far Class has come since that first run for the Gordon Elliott Yard, and how much more improvement is there left from Espoir Dalan. Unfortunately, this race has been a little bit spoilt by the fact that Stormy Ireland, who is one of the favourites to win this race, isn't going to make the lineup, and that would have guaranteed a very strong pace. It could be a little bit of a muddling affair. Maybe Mr. Adjudicator, who was good here when winning over course and distance and controlling things from the front, could be the one to take the field along. Machuca, well, he's also been very impressive in some of his races in when victorious so far this season. And this race does look as though it's going to play some kind of significant factor towards the Triumph Hurdle, of course, which is only a month away. But Espoir Dalan, up to now, has been very impressive. He was really good as well in his work the other day when he had a little bit of a score around the track in the Schooling Gallop a couple of weeks ago. And hopefully Gavin Cromwell's charge can continue the good work.
Race number 3.
And On to the 150 then, which should be a absolutely mouth-watering affair. It's the Deloitte Novices Hurdle, of course, now over 2 miles rather than 2 mile 2, like it has been before. And Sam Crowe bids to put his unbeaten run on the line. This horse has been talked about in very, very glowing terms by Gordon Elliott right from the start, really, and he hasn't really let supporters down, winning supremely easily in his bumpers last season, and even more so over Hurdle so far to date. 2 for 2, and he was really impressive when striding to victory last time out when seen 70 days ago at Navin in that Grade 3 when he beat Jets by 12 long-looking lengths. Now, you could argue that that form isn't a great deal to be shouted about. Obviously, Jets ran quite well yesterday, but the likes of Half the Odds and one or two others down the field that day have rather let the form down a little bit. But it's the man and the way he went through his race. His jumping was slick, and he really never came out of third gear to win that day. And it's all about the potential with this horse. He's going to be a future Grade 1 chaser down the line, barring accident. So hopefully he can remain unbeaten over hurdles before he dips his toe over the larger obstacles next season. Where he'll end up at the festival is anyone's guess. Obviously, this is 2 miles today, but it might be the 2.5 mile Ballymore, which he ends up running out over in a few weeks' time. If you're looking for a bet in this race without the short price favourite, then perhaps I suggest Paloma Blue as maybe an each-way alternative, or perhaps a bet without the favourite. Ran about 33-1 this morning and ran 12-14-1 without the favourite. I'm not saying this horse is going to beat Sam Crowe, but he certainly has enough ability to certainly outrun his odds and outrun his current rating of 135. He's a big, tall, strapping, chasing type, in keeping with how Henry de Bremhead often has his horses. And he was really impressive, I thought, not only visually, but on the clock last time out when he won over the course and distance in a maiden hurdle over the Christmas period. He clocked a very good time. He beat a good horse of Jessica Harrington's, who's won since. And I certainly think he'll run a lot better than his odds imply in what should turn out to be a fascinating affair.
Race 4.
On to one of the big betting handicaps of the day, and it's dominated by Willie Mullins again with him sending Total Recall here off the back of two very impressive chase wins. Of course, last time out when seen, he won the Old Hennessy at Newbury off a mark of 147, and his mark of 156 subsequently has actually been talked about as potentially a future Gold Cup contender. Whether that turns out to be the case or not, I don't know. But off mark of 125 here, he really does look chucked in, and odds of 5-4 are probably in keeping with his chances. Again, if you're looking for an each-way alternative, then perhaps a Great View might come under the microscope here, having run really well in a very competitive Pert Temps qualifier back on the 28th of December when he chased home a horse who got first running on the turn called Mine Now. The pair of them pulled well clear the rest, and the time figure and sectionals were just as good as Apple's Jade, who won the graded race on the same card. There's been several out of that race who've gone on to frank the form subsequently. And of course, returning to the scene of that course and distance effort has got to be a positive. Cheek pieces on for the first time out. Barry Geverty on board. A Great View is the each-way recommendation, around about 7 or 8 to 1 in the 225.
Race 5.
On to the big novice chase of the afternoon then, the Flowgas Novice over 2 mile 5. It's grade 1 affair. And Monoly bids to rebuild his reputation, having fallen last time out and taking quite a nasty purler halfway down the back. Obviously, Connections will be hoping for a clear round today and to get his season back on track and to get his RSA credentials rebuilt. He certainly got the quality and the class to win a race of this nature. Don't forget, he was a very good second to Penn Hill, of course, in the Albert Bartlett at the Cheltenham Festival last season. And his first one over fences, he certainly looked as though he'd taken to this discipline like a duck to water. But this won't be easy. He's up against several from the Mullin stable, including Invitation Only, who has been really imperious on his last two victories, jumping well and dominating from the front. You throw in the likes of Sutton Place, who is obviously very, very classy and hugely respected from the Gordon Elliott stable, and stable companion to Invitation Only, Album Photo, who would have won a Grade 3 down in Limerick, but for tipping up at the last. And this has got all you need to set the pulses racing. If you gave me a bet at the prices, I'd probably have to stick with Invitation Only. He's done absolutely nothing wrong in his two victories so far, and the time figures suggest that he's a very decent horse. What race he'll end up at the Cheltenham Festival obviously is determined by how he gets on today, but either way, this should be a very, very informative affair.
Race number 6.
On On to the big grade one of the day then for the older horses. And I'm going to stick with our Duke here, who was a bitter disappointment on his seasonal reappearance at Darren Royal. But subsequently, he's found to have a kissing spine, which obviously caused him not to travel and jump with any great alacrity. But you've only got to go back to his performances last year, not only in the Irish Grand National when he defied a decent weight to win very easily in that three-mile affair, but you know, he was up against some very smart animals last year in his own right. Both of them, of course, his best two runs came over this track when he beat Coney Island in the Grade 1 last year, and when he chased down Disco in over a trip which is a little bit short of his best over 2 mile five back in February. Connections didn't go to the Cheltenham Festival because they just didn't feel as though he was mentally ready for that. And it certainly isn't the be-all and end-all reading the comments about this horse in yesterday's Racing Post if he doesn't make the festival once again. This is very much his race. Jessica Harrington won the race last year and he's in great form. And if he's anywhere near the level that we saw last year, he should prove good enough to justify his position in the market. I think Kalalta Vic is a very interesting runner from the Willie Mullins stable. He's comes here off the back of a not overly impressive victory the other day at Punchestown, because he literally kicked every hurdle out of the ground. But the fact is, he managed to win. He goes well around the track, and I think he'll pay these larger obstacles a bit more respect than he did the smaller hurdles the other day. He's got a big engine. But it's our Duke for me. I've always been a fan of this horse, and hopefully he can get his season back on track.
Race 7.
The 410 looks to be an absolute humdinger. There should be plenty of pace on here. We've got four or five front runners, the likes of Hell's Kitchen. We've also got Kyle Crew in the race. We've got Vuy Morvan and Magic of Light, all ensuring that it should be a really sound tempo. So I'm probably going to pick a couple of horses that are going to come off the speed. Sutton Manor would be perhaps my number one choice, who won a novice's chase or beginner's chase down in the Down Royal the other day. But even though it was only a four-runner race, they went a real helter-skelter gallop that day. And this horse, in beating his stable companion Burgas, really did clock a time figure that suggests that he could easily go well here off his opening handicap mark of 138. Gordon Elliott often does this. He puts horses who've been running in good novice company into handicaps, just like he did with Monbeg Notorious the day before he won the Thyestes chase. So he's definitely worth more than a second look. And the other one to mention is Philip Dance's Cor Joyeux, who got the battle of Sumos Novios in a real ding-donger at Fairy House when last seen. The time figure of that race suggests he ran it to a really high standard. And this previous dubious character has been turned around by New Connections, and he certainly looks a little bit more reliable than he was back in the day. Those two at round about 10 to 1 and 20 to 1 respectively are definitely worth a look each way in that 4-10.
And the final race.
On to the final race, Anne, and it's that man again, Willie Mullins, who's got the favourite here in the shape of Con Reavy, who was hugely impressive when winning at Fairy House on her rules debut. She travelled supremely easy throughout that race and sealed the issue with a decent turn of foot inside the final couple of furlongs, and had to be pushed out by Paddy Mullins in the latter stages. I think this ground is going to be absolutely ideal for her. She seems to have a really good temperament and attitude as well to match her ability. And with the stable having won the last race here yesterday with Black Bow, obviously confidence is high that another bumper could go the way of one of his inmates. There's also a little bit of a word going around that Gordon Elliott's got quite a nice filly under his care in the shape of Tin Tingle. This filly, of course, is very stoutly bred, being by the great staying flat horse Yates. And it's also noticeable that this horse is a half-sister to the very smart hurdler chaser Tombstone, who runs early on in the card. So definitely keep an eye on Tin Tingle at a price. But all the vibes are that Col Reavy will give Willie Mullins yet another winner in the concluding race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again during the week, certainly most definitely Friday, when we'll be taking a look at Dundalk, of course, weather permitting this week, because there are one or two reports that's going to be inclement weather. So do keep in touch for any more podcasts that we have available for you during the week. Until then, it's a very good bye from me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.